What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Around the region this hour, temperature-wise, 71 in Bismarck, Mandan, 72 in Williston and Dickinson, 70 degrees this hour, Minot at 72. In Jamestown, 74, Devil's Lake, 70, Grand Forks, 76, Fargo, 75, Miles City, 68, Mobridge, 74, and in Aberdeen, they're at 69 this hour. And let's go back to Della. Della, let's give you an opportunity to finish up. What's on your mind, Della? Della and Minot, are you there? Hey,
thank
Della,
you're
back.
Yeah, and I wanted to thank you for taking my call here, too. Hope that our listeners have paper and pencil here. Heidi Heitkamp's number, the senator in Washington, is 202-224-2043. Senator Hovind's number is 202-224-2551. I would suggest to people that we're, anyone who's really been watching this immigration bill is very upset, I think, by it. It's a terrible bill for the welfare of our country. And instead of complaining to one another, we need to pick up our phones and call today, if the vote is today. It's close, but they need to be flooded with calls. I've been studying this issue since 2007. There's a wonderful source, a nonpartisan source, and it's a website, numbersusa.com. And what you can learn on there will really clarify this issue. For example, you know, the immigration bill, which did not pass thanks to these grassroots organizations in 2006 and 2007, promised that we would have 700 miles of border built with amnesty. There have been 36 miles built, despite the fact that the 700 miles voted at that time was voted in. Another thing is that, you know, giving people a pathway to citizenship, they're considering an estimated 11 million folks who are here illegally. So I would make the point that these folks already have broken our laws. They did so knowingly when they snuck into the country or overstayed their visas. Nobody in Numbers USA or myself or my friends advocate against legal immigration. Nobody is against that. But, you know, in 1986-87, when Reagan's amnesty bill passed, they had 2 million people who were in the same category as the 11 million that we, you know, that this bill would allow to come in immediately to stay here, I should say. And we right now, according to the Department of Labor and statistics I looked up this morning, have 11.7 million long-term unemployed folks in this country. And we're considering in this bill, we would have an estimated 11 million be made legal with what the 14th Amendment allows, and that is bringing family in, having children who then are legal. The Office of Management and Budget, also nonpartisan, says that in the next 10 years, this will mean over 40 million more people will come into this country. Now, to give us an idea of that, just consider if we took one, if we added one more person to every group of seven that are currently in this country. That's what that would be. And in fact, it is more than all of the migrants who have come here legally since the beginning of our country.
Here's my question for you, Della. You've obviously followed this closely. Given the fact that we have, you know, Senator Hovind proposing 700 miles of fence be built before anything is done with the current illegal immigrants here, the border surge, as they call it, double the border agents, more technology, doesn't that as proposed, make it better? Now, I know some people say, well, will it happen? But at least it's in the bill to say, hey, stop lying to us. Build the fence, add more border agents, put more technology so we can find out if these folks are legal. That makes the bill better, doesn't it, if they actually do it?
If so, isn't it? As I say, 700 miles were to be built in the 2006-07 legislation. And that's law right now.
Yeah, right. Enforce the laws we have now would be the best way. I guess what the intention of this amendment is to actually do that. Appreciate the call, Della. Thanks. She's obviously passionate about the issue, as many of our listeners are, and we appreciate it.
I can't blame her.
It's a huge issue. It is. And by the way, we're going to have a debate on this at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned. Any other comments or questions on that, welcome at the bottom of the hour. Right now, we want to welcome the president of Bismarck State College, who has a new job as of last week, the interim chancellor of the North Dakota University System, Dr. Larry Skogan, is here. Larry, how are you?
Well, good morning. Actually, I want to make a correction there. The interim chancellor position there is still open. What the board did on Thursday is they decided that they needed someone to operate the office day to day while they go through that search process, and so they appointed me as the acting chancellor.
All right.
So that's the title.
Does that mean there's no chance you'll be the interim chancellor, or do you think that's next?
You know, I have been sitting in this chair exactly 5 minutes. Literally, I walked into the office, I sat down. You are the very first guys, Scott and Steve, that I have talked to on this phone in this office. So, so until I find out what's going on here, that's not even one of my concerns. The board tasked me to do certain things, and I'm going to try to do those things to the best of my ability, and not even I'm not even looking at something like that. Thank you.
Dr. Skogan, what are some of those things the board tasked you with? It just came out with NDSU, Dean Brejani, and the email issue, which we'll get to in a minute, or maybe we won't, but what are your tasks, according to the board, to carry the mantle forward right now?
Well, right now, I think that the whole issue is somehow, as you know, my goodness, there's been great turmoil in the system, and I'm not pointing fingers anywhere. There's just been a lot of turmoil, and what we need to do is we just need to get everybody to take a breath and to settle down and to sort of calm the waters. So what they've asked me to do is, you know, take a look at all this stuff, try to, you know, establish some kind of priority on this stuff and just try to calm the waters down. We ought to be, as a university system, we ought to be moving forward rather than just reactive to all of these issues. So let's just get this all calmed down, and I'm going to try to do that. I don't have any magic wand for that. I don't have, I don't have any answers right now, but I'm going to sit down with the system office staff here in about 20 minutes of my very first meeting with them, and I'm going to try to get a lay of the land, and we're just going to try to calm everything down. The other thing is that no doubt there was a tremendous uproar in the communities that were affected by some very negative presidential evaluations. And so they've asked me to take a look at that to decide, and they said, to do this by any means I see fit. And so they've given me the authority through them to take a look at what happened with the evaluation process, what were there some breakdowns in it, how do we move forward from that. So they've asked me to take a look at that. And again, I don't know that I have any answers. I don't know that anybody has any answers, but I'm going to try to look at those two issues. And then the third one, was, in fact, to run the day-to-day operations while we go through the interim chancellor search. And, what we've done on that, just for full transparency, is that the consultant got a hold of me on Friday and said, okay, what do you want to do? And I said, well, the first thing I want to do is find out where my office is, where the telephone's at. You know, so right now we've just sort of said, you've got some applications in. Let's just hold that until I can kind of figure out what we're doing, and then we'll pick up with that as the board sees fit itself. They're in charge, and I will respond to whatever they want to do.
Do the presidents of the university, 11 institutions of higher education in North Dakota, want a boss? I mean, do you think in general there's a broad agreement there should be a system and should be a chancellor over the presidents?
Well, you know, this is definitional, I think. What does that mean? One of the things, and I've been part of this system for almost 7 years now, so I speak at this from being one of the insiders, which you know, some people can probably criticize that I'm talking from the inside here, but I think we've got some definitional things, and that is, you know, what we've struggled before I got here 7 years ago. You may remember there was a big issue about roles and responsibilities and how, you know, defining those things. And when Chancellor Shravani came in, there was a work on another policy to define that. And so we're constantly trying to define that. And I think what we have to do is sort of build some consensus on what that means.
Dr. Scogin, we're up against the break here. Can we hold you over for a few minutes? Do you have a few more minutes to spend with us?
You bet. Thank you.
Perfect. We're talking with Dr. Larry Scogin, acting chancellor for the North Dakota University System. When we come back, it's What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Edgewood Vista will soon have 3 locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Bottom of the hour, a debate on both sides of the proposed amendment by Senator John Hoeven, who's found himself in the middle of a major national political story this week on immigration reform, and a vote in the case of the amendment that adds about 115 pages to a nearly 2,000-page bill that it says you have to build a fence, you double the border agents, so-called border surge. There's some technology in there, but folks say, hey, that makes it more likely this comprehensive immigration thing is going to pass, and we don't want it. So we'll debate that at the bottom of the hour. Meantime, we're chatting with Larry Scogin, who is the acting chancellor now, as of moments ago, in that new post. in addition to being president of Bismarck State College, with us on the program today. Any questions or comments, welcome for him as well at 800-228-0550. And Larry does have a question for Chancellor Scogin. Larry, what's your question?
Well, Mr. Scogin, why in the world would you take a job that has absolutely no authority?
Well,
that's not funny. That's serious.
Well, I laugh because it's exactly what I was talking about before the break, and that is we need to do some definitional things. What is the definition of what is the purview? What falls naturally under the purview of the institutions? What falls naturally under the purview of the system office? And, of course, we all work for the board. And so we just have to define those things, and I think we can work our way through that. I took this job, to answer your question, because I was asked to. I've been a public servant all my life. I spent 26 years in uniform, and I've spent the last number of years working for the state government, and they asked me if I would take on this challenge, and I agreed to do it because they needed somebody to do it. So that's why I took it. But the other things are definitional. I think we need to work our way through.
And it requires a calming force at this point, just to have a deep breath and try and do a bit of a reset here. But to go to the question before the break, Larry, you think there is unanimity among the 11 presidents to say we want a system, we want a boss, just finding the right. The right tension between the two? Because I think with Larry, the frustration I hear in his voice is to say, hey, why would anybody want to be the chancellor? Because you have no authority, you're no job, and you go out there and push for reforms that, in this case, the Board of Higher Ed wants, and you get your head cut off. Why would anybody want that job? I think there's a lot of sentiment that would agree with that.
Well, you know, in law, this is the commissioner of higher education that works for the board. And finding the right balance on how you execute that job. I mean, there's going to be natural tensions, and we just have to work our way through it. You know, what I'd really like to do, my own personal agenda in this would be as an educator, is that in addition to what the board asked me to do, is I would certainly in this position, and hopefully I can do this in 60 days, I would like to get the discussion of higher education in North Dakota back to education, back to our students. You know, there's been a lot going on. I've told my folks at Bismarck State that, you know, all of this conversation has been going on at the nosebleed section. And, you know, we're going to stay focused on educating students. And I want to get the whole system focused back on that. That's what the North Dakota students need. And I believe that's what North Dakota taxpayers require.
Dr. Scogin, mentioning Bismarck State College, everybody across the state knows what a wonderful job you've done with that, especially with the pressure of the oil patch in western North Dakota and how you've ramped up to meet those needs and get those students where they need to find jobs and where they will find jobs. What is the status with you for Bismarck State College?
Well, right now, this appointment is, we would say, a dual-hatted position. I'm still the president of Bismarck State College, and I will continue to function at that. And one of the things that President Espegard mentioned at the board when they made the appointment is he says, we know we can do this because of the strong team at Bismarck State. You know, we can ask Larry to come over to the system office and to work on these issues, and Bismarck State's going to be just fine because of the strong team that he has there, which is true. I absolutely have full faith and confidence in the folks at Bismarck State to do what we're being paid to do, and that's to educate young men and women here in our great state. So I'm not a bit worried about what's going to happen over there. And again, this is a position for 60 days, and so it's just going to play out, and they're going to do a great job. And I will be in touch. I've got a number of things on my calendar. I will continue to be part of the executive council meetings. We've got a campus retreat in July. I will continue to be part of that. So I will continue to be actively involved at that campus as well.
All right. Laith in North Central North Dakota has a question. Go ahead, Laith. You're on. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've just recently heard of Miss Dr. Scogin. Did I pronounce that right?
You did. Thank you. It's a good Norwegian name, you know.
Yeah, I'm Norwegian myself, so. Anyway, I just recently heard of you since you've been appointed, but what I don't understand in North Dakota is when there's these positions available, we always go outside. It seems like they got to search outside of North Dakota, and I feel we got well-qualified people like yourself and others that should be thought of first before they always go outside. And you know, do things like we do in North Dakota, not bring somebody else in with different thoughts or different ways of doing things. That they should have appointed you, I think, in the first place. my thing.
Well, the question is, Dr. Scogin, is this something you'd want long-term? If this was offered to you under the right circumstances, would this be a position that you were interested in?
You know, after I find out where the restroom is here, and I find out what all these doors mean down the hallway, you know, I've got to get in the position. That they didn't ask me to do this long-term. They asked me to do it for 60 days. So that's what I'm going to do for 60 days. They gave me a mandate to do it in 60 days with some very specific things to work on. And I'm going to do that. And I'm sure, you know, it's not going to make everybody happy, but I hope, like I said at the start of this, is that we can calm the waters down. That's what they've asked me to do. So we'll see. Long term, I'm not even going to speculate on it. I love my job at Bismarck State. It's the best job in the state as far as I'm concerned. And so we'll just see how this plays out. I will do what the board asked me to do.
Now, to Lay's point, though, you know, one of the criticisms against Dr. Shivani was that, you know, too much, too fast. Now, you know, his supporters would argue he came in and did what the Board of Higher Ed asked him to do and to do it in a hurry with a legislative session coming. Others have said, you know, his style, if you will, was sort of against kind of the culture of North Dakota. What about Lay's point that, you know, extra points should be given for a North Dakota native in the chancellor's position? Or for, I hear that often about the president's positions. Why not some extra points for a North Dakota native? What do you say to that?
Well, you know, you want to have the best qualified person in these positions. And, you know, sometimes you're going to find those in state and sometimes you're not. You know, we've got a wonderful group, in my view. I've got a wonderful group of colleagues as presidents at the institutions around the state. And, you know, some are from Wyoming and some are from New Mexico and some are from Texas. But it was a national search. And there's a few of us, a couple of us anyway, that are native North Dakotans. And I would hope that we stack up well against folks from out of state when the application process is ongoing. So you want the best qualified person in these positions, and if that best qualified person is a North Dakotan, then that's what we ought to do. So at any rate, that's why you do a national search.
Dr. Scogin, we're up against the break. Yes or no, quick question from an emailer. Will you be moving the medical and law school to BSC while you're the interim chancellor? That quick question from an emailer.
Yeah, quick question. Quick answer, no.
Thank you very much, Dr. Scogin, acting chancellor for the university system here in North Dakota.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Joining us in this half hour, we're going to have a little debate on Senator Hovind's border security amendment, which may ensure an immigration reform deal with Ira Melman of FAIR and business owner Pat Finken, who is a supporter of immigration reform. And Pat, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to see you guys again. Well, you can't see Scotty here, but I can see you. That's probably a good thing.
Well, that's a mental picture. You got the mental picture, though, right?
That's right. Front and center, in the front of my brain, I can see Scotty right there.
And Ira, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thanks. I can't see you guys either.
Fair enough. Ira, lay out your position on Senator Hovind's border security amendment. Is this good or bad for the country is my first question. And then second of all, is it good or bad for immigration?
Well, it's bad for both. It is bad for the country. This is amnesty first. Enforcement probably never. All the so-called guarantees that are in this, if you read the bill carefully, there is all kinds of discretion built into this bill or into the Hovind-Corker Amendment that would preclude the Secretary of Homeland Security from ever having to implement these so-called enforcement provisions. And even if they were implemented, the money would come out of the Social Security Trust Fund. What they are rationalizing is that the Congressional Budget Office said that there's going to be, while the illegal aliens, or newly amnestied aliens, are going to be working, there's going to be a surplus building up in the Social Security Trust Fund, just like there is for the rest of us, because eventually it's got to be paid out. In the meantime, they will be able to raid that fund to implement the additional Border Patrol or whatever other measures they happen to put down there, if the Secretary so decides. So this is flat-out amnesty. It gives amnesty to tens of millions of people who have broken our laws and a bunch of worthless promises to the American people. It is a bad deal for the country. It is not the way to run an immigration policy. It doesn't make sense for anybody except that, you know, a bunch of special interests that benefit from it either politically or economically.
Pat, obviously you disagree, and Senator Hovind has been at the middle of this saying, hey, here's a debate on an issue that's gone on for years, really. Goes back to the Bush administration, much of this, and let's actually do what we say we're going to do. Build 700 miles of fence, put in the border surges, it's being called, with the extra agents and the technological tools to get tough on this. Your response to Ira's points there?
Well, obviously, Ira is part of the crew that drank the Kool-Aid that's going to demagogue this, and quite frankly, it's disappointing for me to hear some of the comments he makes that are so blatantly not true. Here's the simple truth. There are 11 million illegal immigrants in this country right now today, and they're projecting that there'll be another 10 million over the next decade or so. We have a problem with immigration in this country. We got to get it fixed. This idea that we're going to beat down every idea that comes forward because it's great either for fundraising or because we're the, you know, represent a minority of the people of this country is really what's causing the gridlock in Washington in many ways. We have a problem in this country. What the immigration bill does, now that the Hovind-Corker information has been included in it. Originally it was amendment, now it's all embedded in the same bill that will come up tonight for a cloture vote. This bill puts enforcement in first, and the only way The only way anybody ever gets a green card is if they do everything that the bill spells out. That includes building 700 miles of fence. It includes 20,000 more border guards. That's one guard, one security person on the border security team for every 1,000 feet. That's 40,000 total. And it invests in all kinds of new security measures, technology to enforce that. And guess what? The illegals are the one who pay for it all. Between the fines and the back taxes and the taxes that these people bring in. And keep in mind, these aren't people that are going to come in and get jobs. These are people who are already here working in this country. And it's just, well, I understand the sentiment that says, well, they broke the law, we should send them all back. It's not going to happen. It hasn't happened in, 50 years that this has been a problem in this country? It's about time that we did something constructive. And what the Hovind Amendment does, and now that it's part of the bill, is it puts border security first. It is the first major advancement. And the incentive to do it, because they like to say, well, they didn't do it during the Reagan years, and they didn't do it, in 2006. Well, the big point that they always make is, well, they never get it done. Well, guess what? This time, everybody's got a motivation. Anybody who wants immigration reform to go forward has a motivation in this, because guess what? You can't get a green card until they do it. So the idea that it's never going to happen is fine if that's your problem, because then they'll never get a green card either, and I guess we're right back where we started from. But at least we're moving in the right direction.
It's absolutely not true. First of all, the amnesty starts 6 months from the day the president signs this piece of legislation. The enforcement provisions don't have to be in effect until 2021. There are also provisions in there that give the Secretary of Homeland Security discretion not to do all these things.
That is not true, Ira.
It is true. It is absolutely
You know what? I saw the press release that went out today that tried to make that case that, they don't have to build the fence because it gives discretion to the secretary. Well, what the discretion is, for the listeners, just so they understand what Ira's talking about, she has a discretion where it's built, but not that it gets built unless they don't want people to migrate. I read the bill this morning. I read the provision this morning.
Tell them where to build the fence. But it gives the secretary discretion not to build the fence.
That's not true, Ira.
It actually provides for less fence than has already been enacted in law. In 2006, they passed a law saying we're going to have a double layer of fence. This says only a single layer of fence. So they've already rolled back. They have rolled back the entry exit control.
And guess what? At no time was there
identification of people entering and leaving the country. This is going to be only at land border, at air and seaports, not at land borders, and it's not going to be biometric.
Well, I got news for you, Ira. The reality is that right now, of real fence, not just vehicle barriers, there's only about 35 miles got built. But the incentive is that they don't get any green cards until they build the 700 miles.
But 180 days. They get legal residence. They get legal temporary residence.
They get a provisional status.
By the way, can I also address another? You said the fees that they're going to be collected. The fees are $2,000. In the bill that was introduced back in 2007, it was going to be the fines, $8,000. You're telling me they're going to pay for all this with $2,000 fines that they're going to be levying against people who broke our immigration laws? The $2,000 fines aren't going to barely cover the cost of processing.
Well, keep in mind, Ira, the problem, again, you conveniently miss part of the story so that it reinforces the point you're making. These people, in order to get a green card, are going to have, and to get their provisional status. And what Ira's referring to is this so-called amnesty that they're going to get at this point. Well, quite frankly, they have amnesty now because we're sending them home now. So this really doesn't change anything except for one major point. Let me finish this point. The amnesty that you so-called amnesty you get is you get a provisional card that says you have now registered. And for that registration, you get no Social Security benefits, you get no Medicare benefits, you get no federal benefits at all. And guess what? You have to pay all your back taxes and the $2,000 fine.
That's absolutely not true. You do not have to pay back taxes. That is
blatantly untrue.
That the Gang of Eight told and try to sell to the American people. There are no back taxes. You get a tax amnesty also.
Well,
you're
have see to pay me. Taxes. Okay,
you're
Ira,
have to
you
pay
and
taxes going forward. There are no back taxes.
That is just wrong. Again.
You find me. There are no back taxes in this bill.
You cannot be a legal
spending debate, there are no back taxes. You get an amnesty on taxes also.
No, but, here's Ira, wait a minute. I want to answer this before you get off on it. Ira, anybody who's here under a legal status or a provisional status has to pay their taxes, including back taxes. The simple reality is, you can go to jail then for tax evasion.
But the point being is there are no back taxes. You will have to pay taxes going forward. We also understand that given the fact that the typical immigrant has a 10th grade education, they're going to be earning extremely low wages, which means they're not going to be paying very much in taxes anyway.
They're already eligible
for all kinds of tax credits. They will probably get back more in credits from the government that they're going to pay in taxes.
Well, I got news for you. That's not what the CBO said. The CBO said it's going to reduce our deficit over the next 20 years by about $1 trillion.
Only because of the temporary surplus in the Social Security Trust Fund, which will be drawn upon when
reinforces something that's in trouble.
Gentlemen, I want to get their phone calls. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Let's go to Scott. Scott and Bismarck first.
Scott and Bismarck, on
another issue that's come up, and that is what employers can do to make sure someone they're hiring is not an illegal immigrant. Scott, go ahead for our guest. You're up.
Okay, yeah, I was just kind of curious. You think if they couldn't get a job that they wouldn't be here, and so somebody must be hiring them, and I thought that was kind of illegal, so kind of...
You're right.
One of those laws that are on the books but don't get enforced.
And Pat,
immigration laws never get enforced, and there's no reason to believe that they're going to be enforced this time. We will find ourselves 10 years from now where that they're not going to have enforced the laws. We're going to have 10 million more people in the country illegally. Congress is going to say, oh, well, all these other people have been here and registered provisional immigrant status for so long. We can't do anything about that. None of these promises on enforcement are going to be kept. We have a 25-year track record that tells us unless we do it, absolutely do it first, demonstrate that we've got that border enforced, demonstrate that we've got E-Verify in place, that nothing is going to change. We're just going to be back in the same situation.
Well, I got to tell you, I want to answer Scott's question. The IRA keeps going back to that. The truth is nobody gets a green card until all this is done. Scott, to your question, it's a great question, and the truth is that we, as part of this bill, will see a mandatory verification system in. We will also see mandatory follow-up on those getting into the country on visas and then overstaying their welcome. But for your question about employment, what has been missing in the equation is the fact that you had to put that before the enforcement or there's no incentive to implement the law. Ira's right. They haven't implemented the law because there was no incentive to. Now they have an incentive on the green card side, and you as an employer will have a mandatory system that you can go to and make sure that the people you're hiring are legal.
Well, again, that doesn't get implemented again for about 10 years down the road. In the meantime, everybody is here. In the meantime, we've had almost a decade while illegal immigrants can come in and evade the system. Again, this is all front-loaded with amnesty. All of the enforcement promises.
Under your terms, Ira, amnesty is not such a great deal. I got to pay a fine, I got to pay back taxes, and I don't get any benefit from it until all these other things get done.
You can literally buy your way into this country now for $2,000.
Well, they're not paying anything now, are they, Ira?
I guarantee you, if you put an advertisement in papers around the world and said, pay $2,000 and you can come.
Ira, we're up against the break. Ira, we're up against the break. We got to come back after the break. Also, Jeff and James coming up after the break. After this, this is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet, smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT to get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. We have on the phone Ira Melman from FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, and Pat Finken, who is a member of the U.S. Chamber and a local business person, who is... who are both joining us to talk about what has been now called the Hovind-Corker Amendment. This is an amendment that fixes a lot of the things that has worried a lot of folks about immigration reform, some say. Others obviously disagreeing with that. And before we get back to the phones, a quick question, Ira. I mean, in general, what John Hovind and Corker are pushing for, you agree with, right? You're just saying that they don't have enough teeth in here to actually get implemented. But, I mean, these are the guys that want the border secured before anybody's given a path to legalization. That's normally a position FAIR holds, correct?
Well, the path to legalization, as I said, begins 6 months from the day the president signs the bill. It doesn't have everything in place before people start getting legalized. They get legalized immediately. All of the enforcement provisions are backloaded. And by the way, there really is no reason why we need to grant amnesty to millions of people in this country. There's no reason why we need to cut a deal with the people who broke our laws in order to get the government even to promise to try to enforce our laws in the future. If we enforce our laws in a sensible way, illegal immigrants tend to respond very rationally. We have seen that in the past. President Bush, very cynically, decided to do immigration enforcement. We saw the number of people living in the country illegally go down. During the recession, when the jobs dried up, we saw the number of people living in the country go down.
All right, we're going to keep going here, James. I wanted a quick answer on enforcement because I thought you were for those enforcement provisions. I think I hear you saying they're not going to be implemented in front of everything else. But let's get
to amnesty first. It is amnesty first and enforcement not for years, if ever.
Well, I got to tell you, before you go there, I can't let him slide on that, Scott. The simple reality is that his definition of amnesty is that, first of all these people that are already here, already working, not only will we finally know who they are because they're in the system, but the only bennies they get out of this is they get to pay a fine and they get to pay taxes. Sounds like a horrible solution in my book. And that's compared to what we have today, which is, of course, that they're underground, pay no taxes, take advantage of our system, our country. And I got news for you. It's a much better thing we're talking about here. And it brings true the real first border security first proposal to any of these debates. What's interesting about IRA's responses is always, well, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. Well, that's, you know what? Then there's no green cards. It's that simple. You know, this idea that border security first is something we agree on.
But
and we're doing it in this bill.
Let's get these calls. Ira, hang on. We've got to defer to the callers. We only have a short segment here. James, go ahead. You're up for our guest. Quickly.
Yes, I was calling to say, I mean, this whole immigration thing to me sounds just like Obamacare. Let's sign it, then read into it what's going to happen after the fact.
James, I appreciate what you're saying there, but it's not true. The underlying bill has been in place. The underlying bill has been in place since May. The Hoven-Corker Amendment added 119 pages, which have been out till since Friday and won't be voted on until Wednesday on a final form if everything goes according to plan. The reality is that the way these things are written, 119 pages sounds like a lot, except it's written in legalese or in the legal format, so it's probably 50 or 60 pages. And I understand most people think members of Congress are a little slow, but I'm fairly certain most of them can get through 50 or 60 pages before Wednesday.
I want to get back to our phone calls. We have full phone lines. Jeff in Minot, quickly, what's on your mind?
Before I say anything, I'm a Ronald Reagan conservative Republican, so I don't want the guy from the chamber jumping on me. I owned a business, my folks owned two business. But the bottom line is, the only reason the chamber wants it is the cheap labor. It's as simple as that. And I don't understand why they want that when the real unemployment in this country is 13.9% and 50 million people are on it. Why don't we say, okay, you get your food stamps when you go pick the lettuce or you go pick the apples? I shoveled crap for a living on a dairy farm when I got out of high school for a year. So it was good enough for me. It should be good enough for anybody else. Nobody should get enough.
Jeff, got your point? Quickly, Pat, is this about cheap labor?
The reality is that I understand where he's coming from, but these people are already in the country working, and I would never jump on a Ronald Reagan Republican because I, too, am one of them. The issue here is that we do have some needs in terms of agriculture and STEM jobs. These are highly educated people. One of the things that we haven't talked about is that we have needs, and North Dakota is a great example of where we need skilled labor, engineers, chemists, those kinds of positions, and our country doesn't create enough for the job market and the demands that we have. North Dakota is a great example of why this is important, and that's why the U.S. Chamber supports it. It's not a cheap labor issue. It's a matter of fact that it is essential to our economy based on who we already have and the needs that we have in this country that aren't being fulfilled any other way. And one last point on this. Keep in mind that under this plan and under this bill, you have to go and hire somebody in country first before you can get any kind of a temporary worker permit under this program.
Absolutely not true, thanks to Orrin Hatch of Utah, who put in an amendment in the Judiciary Committee that said they do not have to recruit Americans first, and in fact, they can actually lay off American workers, bring in H-1B workers.
Ira,
30 seconds, last word.
Call Senator Hoeven. Let him know how you feel about this. This is an absolute sellout of the interests of the American people, especially of American workers. There will be another 30 to 50 million people in this country competing for jobs at a time when American workers are taking it on the chin. The American worker.
Thanks, Ira Pat.
Hey, and I would tell you that we've got 10 million over the next decade. This is going to help us make sure that they participate and reduce the number of illegals coming into this country. It's great for us in so many ways.
This is What's on Your Mind. Steve Bach and Scott Hennon, thanks for the calls.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I'm Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.